It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. Our morning conversation today, do you bite your cheeks? And some people have a habit of doing this. And I don't even know why it's a habit necessarily. It's like the cheeks get in the way.
I don't think it's a fun thing. Like, I can't wait to bite my cheeks.
I know. It's like, oh, I haven't bit my cheek in a couple of weeks. I should do it again. Watch. It's going to happen today, probably. Or I'll bite my tongue. Like, you know, I just got it and don't know where it's supposed to be. I mean, I've always had it. I don't know why this is a problem. But one person says that they still have their wisdom teeth and they catch on their cheek a lot.
They should probably get in, check into that.
Yeah. I mean, if they've come all the way out, then just go get those suckers removed and then maybe you'd stop biting your cheeks. Get your teeth filed down.
Well, not filed down, but they do surfacing on teeth that are problematic.
Like I'm going to the dentist because I need to get my teeth filed because I keep biting my cheeks.
Well, I mean, I've had a lot of dental work done. Yeah. Like when you get a crown, one of the things they do is shape the crown, but they may also shape another tooth where it connects and impacts.
Well, and they check your bite with that carbon paper.
Yes.
Is that, I don't even know what that's
it. Yeah,
what
it is. Yeah.
Is it like little sheets of carbon paper that they don't use for credit card machines anymore? So
I think that's what they did is dentists just bought all the old credit card machine carbon paper.
Yes, because there was a bunch of it.
Tear off the top part, the bottom part, the little cardboard piece, and the yellow duplicate. Just save me those two center carbons.
And cut them into small 1-inch pieces. Yeah. Maybe 2 inches. I don't know how long they are. Maybe they have different sizes.
You know that some kid in dental school that like was trying real hard to get their doctorate and become a full-fledged dentist, like that was their job, was cutting little squares of that
paper. What I imagine is they have these big alligator clips, you know, those big ones, and so somebody was just messing around and had some of that carbon paper and they were like, we should use these in a mouth.
We'll just put that right in their mouth.
Let's just go test it right now.
Yeah.
And then that became a thing. I don't know when that carbon paper stuff.
They didn't have it when I was a kid.
No. I mean, I was an adult before it was ever used on me, as far as I know.
I know,
like, let's check your bite. Wait, bite 3 times. Bite, bite, bite.
Chew, and then, chew, chew.
Yes.
Grind, grind, grind. Okay, now stop. And they'll pull it out. And then Dr. Gary Urey in Heavener, Oklahoma never did that to my teeth. That was not a thing back in the 70s.
Was he just eyeballing it?
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, his eyeballing it was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Like, I got a bridge put in when I was 17 years old, and he eyeballed that thing, and it was fine for 30 years.
Yeah. And he wasn't wearing those magnifying glasses.
He wasn't even wearing gloves.
You know, no gloves, probably no glasses.
No.
And, you know, just all up in your mouth.
Guess what? I never got sick ever going to his office. I mean, the guy totally hygienically clean. He would wash his hands. He literally would come in and wash his hands and then start digging around in your mouth.
There was no gloves. I feel like I always had gloves when I went to the dentist.
I'm positive Dr. Urey didn't use gloves back in the 70s and 80s.
When did gloves even become a thing?
I remember when I first started seeing them, I thought they were thinking I was gross. Like, you'd go to the doctor and they would like check stuff and they're like, okay, put the gloves on. Something, am I dying? Is this a hazmat situation? Because, you know.
See, when the dentist's office, when they started wearing those face shields.
Yeah.
You know, that was that's like really protective. But really think about it. It makes sense.
And they've got
you're dealing with people's mouths and you're all up in it, you want to be protected from
and they've
stuff.
And they've got spit gowns on.
Yeah.
Those disposable spit gowns, they didn't have those back in the day. They had one pair of clothes they had on all day long.
And did they have the water, like little hose device? You know, it's like small, but what did they use before? Were they just putting water in a cup and just like throwing it in your mouth to rinse it out and then, you know, had their vacuum cleaner and just suctioned it out?
I don't know.
I don't remember all those. I mean, I'm sure they had them when I was a kid. I just don't remember that.
And then back up a couple of generations. Think about our ancestors, you know, blazing a trail across the Old West. You got a rotten tooth and you went to someone who probably shoed horses and pulled teeth. You know,
with the same device,
the local dentist / veterinarian / blacksmith, you know.
Oh, see, when you had medical procedures done, you would like bite a nail or something.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you bite when somebody is taking a tooth out? You can't bite anything.
You don't
because
they jack your jaw.
I know. So then what do you do? Like, you're holding on to something, like squeezing with all your might.
Well,
because
having
it hurts
had a,
so bad.
Having had a lot of teeth pulled over the years, I can tell you, you just grip the table. And a little tear runs down your face.
Or a lot of them.
I don't care how much stuff they shoot up into my head. I can still feel it when they're pulling those teeth out of my jaw.
Ugh.
It hurts. It hurts.
Okay, so our morning conversation today, do you bite your cheeks? I don't know how we got off on that whole tangent.
Yeah.